Hey, this is James from SurvivalPunk.com, back with another episode. This time we're going to talk about our get-home bags overbuilt. This is a semi-mobile episode. I'm trying to record it in my car, but I'm not driving anywhere because my family's all asleep right now. Awesome. So let's get into it. Not a lot of preamble this week. Going to get straight into it. What is a good home bag? There probably are some new people to the survival genre. I think with the current situation in the world and America, I'm pretty sure more people are going to become interested in survival. You're going to have no choice. It seems like we're on the cusp of both a world war and a civil war, and lots of America is on the cusp of a civil war, but it also seems like there's a lot of problems all over the world right now. Brazil is facing some pretty big issues right now, once again with election issues. So there's that. Welcome to survival if you're new to it. So this is going to be a core survival episode. Not a getting off in the weeds. Sometimes I like to have fun and kind of tackle some more philosophical issues. This time is like basic nuts and bolts, because I know you guys like that. And for what I've heard, though, You like the weeds episodes too, so I like to mix it up. And Couch Potato Mike, my co-host, should be back on the show at some point. We're still working on scheduling issues. We got back from vacation, and then it's been rough. Like, we were fighting some sick. My daughter was fighting some sick. Now Mike and his wife are fighting some sick. Like, it's been a cruddy season. Just hectic, cruddy. So what is a get-home bag? A get-home bag is a bag designed to be taken with you when you leave the home to enable you to get back to the home. That's it. As opposed to, we'll talk about bug-out bags later. So a get-home bag is a specific built bag to get you from, generally it's described as like from work to home. But if you're going anywhere else, the get home bag also will get you home. So it needs to be, so I like to plan for the most frequent, most, you know, likely scenario here. So when I think of get home bag, generally what I'm thinking of is from work to home, because it seems like I live at work, to be honest. I'm there a lot. But it also, it needs to be able to, so if, say you're going on vacation, your get home bag needs to be a bit different. At that point, maybe it even breaks down completely. Like, we just got back from Florida, which is a 11 hour drive from here in Tennessee. You know, my normal everyday get home bag that's designed for my work, that's a 30-minute drive away, probably like 30 minutes, that usually equates to about a 3 to 4 hour walk. And just for fun, when I GPS to Florida, I switched to like walking, and it was like a 3-day walk or something. So, at that point, then, you know, a standard bug out bag probably would do the trick. From there to there, you know, a 3-day assault pack would do the trick, but you're also thinking like that at that point, your whole family's on vacation, and that's just there. Like, you know, depending on you're flying overseas, you know, you're going to Hawaii or something, then your bug out, your get home bag, what can you even take, you know, and what would be what would like even be able to achieve, what would be able to allow you to be able to get home at that point? Like, your best bet would be to have like a emergency credit card or like a stack of cash or something. Like, I don't, so for the consensus of the episode, when we're talking get home bag, our plan is to get generally from the place you work to your home, or like daily outings, like, you know, maybe the shit hits the fan while you're out grocery shopping for the week, whatever. But to be able to tell like the scope of like, man, like the over the road truckers, I don't envy you guys. Like, I, for lots of reasons, but getting home from that is a whole different mess. For most of you people, like your commute is between 30 minutes to an hour and a half. Generally, I know there's some extreme commuters, but generally that's the scope of this episode, is the 30 minutes to an hour and a half drive, you know, which some of that could be like, obviously when you're driving, you have to follow roads. When you're on foot or bike, then you don't necessarily have to follow those rules. So get home bag, it gets you home. Pretty self-explanatory. What's the difference between a get-home bag and a bug-out bag? Lots of differences, actually. You know what? I want to divert for a second. And I know I have listeners all over the world. Really? I have listeners all over the world. I had a lady at my work the other day ask me where my accent is from. She's like, you said some words pretty weird, pretty odd, and she thought I was Northern, which I have friends that are Northern United States, and they tell me that I have a very deep Southern accent. I don't think I have a deep Southern accent. I definitely have some Southern tendencies, the way we speak, but I don't know. And really, my answer was, well, I'm from here, but I would say my accent is more TV. Like, I grew up watching a lot of 80s TV. So I would say, I would say my accent is more non-accent, but I don't know. Send me an email, jamesrivalpunk.com, or leave a comment on the blog or the social medias. Let me know. So a bug out bag, generally, since we've defined a get home bag, a bug out bag generally is designed to leave the home, to bug away from the home, to bug out of the home, to go to another location. So in that regard, it's the exact opposite. One, you're trying to get home. The other one, you're trying to leave home. Time frame tends to be a bit longer with a bug out bag too. Like we've discussed, like for me, a get home bag is designed to last about 3 hours, and there could be issues. Like, obviously, if I'm trying to wade through traffic, if the roads are blocked up and I'm having to like get through people or go around people, that time frame can, you know, if I'm sneaking through the woods, I'm not going to be moving at top optimal speed. You know, I really can't see a situation where me leaving my workplace to my home would take like an overnight type trip. I could throw in an ultralight hammock and have it be able to have that capability to sleep overnight. And, you know, maybe if I'm leaving work late enough, that might be an option, but I'm rarely ever at work at the nighttime. Super early morning, yes, but not nighttime. So I don't build my get home bag for overnight capabilities, because it's not really going to happen to me. And that, we'll talk about how you build it and why you build it later. So I have a time limit on this app to record. So I'm using a new app. I'm using the Spreaker app, and I'm paid, but it's giving me a 45 minute time limit. So that's great. And it still didn't do what I wanted to do anyway, whatever. But it has stupid little presets. Like, listen to this. You know, I told a really funny joke. It's great. Possibly that just played sounds. I don't know. Hold on. Oh, that's terrible. Never mind. It had smiley faces. I thought it would be a laugh track. This a laugh track? That's terrible. I hate that. Anyway, so I have 34 minutes left that I can record this podcast episode. I probably need to get going. So bug out bag, longer time frame. We've established it, like, for me, and I think for most people, like, honestly, between like 3 and 8 hours should be your get home time limit. And when you start getting to like the 8, 9, 10 hours, maybe you need to consider an overnight. With a bug out bag, it's inherent. Like, you have to have overnight, you have to have sleeping capabilities in a bug out bag. You have to have a lot more options. Like, for me, you know, a 3-4 hour walk, I don't need a whole lot. I really don't. I need, you know, like, with a bug out bag, you need to have multiple days foods as an option. A get home bag, maybe you have some light snacks, you know, protein bars, some beef sticks or something. Not really high on the agenda. Maybe you want to have more. So in a get home bag, definitely you want to have some hydration possibilities already made. So like, maybe you have like, you know, between 2 and 4 bottles of water and some good old Element. And you can visit drinkelement.com/survivalpunk to get your Element needs. So maybe you have more of that. Whereas in a bug out bag, you should probably focus more on water purification, filtration, and not weigh yourself down with those extra weights. Like, maybe you have like, maybe you start the bug out with some water, but your main purpose thereafter is obtaining water and making it drinkable, you know? And do you really want to screw around with that when you're just walking 3 hours? Like, you're walking 3 hours, you're sweating, you probably need water. But at that point, like, the weight and time differential, I would just bring it. I would throw like 4 bottles of water and call it a day. And, you know, like, for me, I drink a lot, so having 4 bottles of water, probably the adequate amount of hydration. You know, for you, maybe 2 bottles. I wouldn't say less, because, you know, you need to stay hydrated, especially while walking. And just, you know, in case something goes wrong, like, there needs to be some sort of redundancy in your get home bag where, so I said that like, it should only take me about 3 or 4 hours to walk home, you know, with some contingencies, not full out, like, you know, booking it, but stuff can happen. You know, like, there's a possibility that maybe, you know, I did have to like escape and evade and hide in the woods and, you know, stay overnight, and I could build a primitive shelter with some things in there, but it's not the plan. It's the, you know, the backup plan that I have in place in there. So bug out bag, much, much larger, different capabilities completely, and designed to go away from the home instead of to the home. Food, water purification, shelter, and a whole lot more. Like, so that's, and, you know, well, I'll deal with that in a bit, but a get home bag should not be a bug out bag. Absolutely not. Why have a get home bag? You know, I think we've pretty well established, like, so why should you have a get home bag? To fully ensure that you have the ability to get home in the case of emergency. And, you know, like, I started the episode by saying that I plan for the highest contingency things, the most likely events to occur. With my prepping, that tends to fall along the lines of job loss. It's a pretty shaky economy right now. Job loss seems like a pretty safe bet of things that could happen. Absolutely. So if we apply that logic to get home bags, what's the highest likely occurrence that you would need to get home from? Probably car failure. So getting home, getting home when your car doesn't start. Like, in good times, that's probably not that big of a deal. Like, call an Uber or a taxi or a buddy and get a ride home. Call your spouse, get a ride home. Maybe you just say fuck it and want to test your preps and just walk home. You know, that's, and you could argue that things are kind of falling apart right now. You know, crime is up, other things are up, but you can, like, you can argue, but things are really still good right now. There's issues, but things are, like, mostly still good. There's probably people out there that don't even know things are falling apart, either through normalcy bias or, you know, like, there are areas where it's still pretty much the same. You know, like, prices are a little higher, but things are still pretty much the same. So, your purpose in having a get-home bag is just safety. It's safety and ensuring that you can get home. And that's what it needs to be built for, as a safety net to make sure that car doesn't start. You know, like, say you're at work and they decide to have a mass evacuation and you have to get home and the roads are blocked. There's a traffic accident. The roads are blocked. Whatever it is that prevents you from being able to get home, where leaving on foot is beneficial, or you can't leave in your car, or having items in your car would benefit you. You know, like, so get home bags doesn't even absolutely mean you have to leave your vehicle and go on foot. Generally, that's what people seem to think about, but there's times where just having items in your car, and a lot of people tend to keep their bug out bags in their car. There's a lot of things I would like to separate them. I like to have a bug out bag at home and a get out bag in my car. Just because, one, I don't necessarily need all the things from the bug out bag in the car, as we've established. And if I have to walk, I'd rather have the minimalist weight of the get home bag, even sacrificing the capabilities. And there's, like, do I really want my bug out bag in my car at work with, like, loaded magazines and stuff? No. Do I want them in my bug out bag? Maybe. So there's definitely differences there. And I think we beat that pretty hard. So years ago, I think 2012 or so, somewhere around there, Nashville had, like, either a 100 or a 500. It had a massive flood. Like, Nashville and the surrounding areas, massive flood. Like, all of Nashville was underwater. There's lots of roads that were closed. So the area that I live, like, several of the roads to get home were shut down. So I had to take tons of detours going around. What normally is a fairly short, easy ride home turned into, like, hours detour, you know, and it took out power stations, you know, it took out gas stations that normally you could just go into and buy stuff were all closed because there's no power. The card readers are down. The cell networks were shitty. Just tons of issues going on, right? So having your get home bag, like, you know, you're driving for hours trying to find a way home. You have your water, you know, you have a protein bar, like, you're good to keep going. You have your maps in your car to have your alternative routes home. And, you know, at this point with bridges out and roads flooded, maybe all of your, you know, cause I suggest you have three routes to get home. You know, I don't remember if any of those three, routes were still open. The main way I went and came was closed. So I had to take a massive detour. And then followed by many, many other detours. So it was pretty hectic. That's why you have a get home bag. You have it for those weird situations, and maybe it stays in your car and you continue to drive, or maybe you abandon the car or the car abandons you. It doesn't work. Lastly, our get home, but not lastly, pentultimately. That means next to last. Our get home bags overbuilt. And that's what really sparked this whole thing. Hanging out on the survival groups and stuff on Facebook and stuff, I came across like someone asking the question, and that's where a lot of my show ideas come from. I see people ask questions and I just steal those questions for shows. Thank you, community. I love you. Are get home bags overbuilt? The answer is a lot of times yes. We've thoroughly established in this episode so far, you know, what the purpose of a get home bag is and what it should be used for and how that differs from a bug out bag. There's a lot of times where people tend to start overbuilding. They tend to start like getting the get home bag a lot closer to the capabilities of a bug out bag when you're 30 minutes from work and you could just, I mean, honestly, you could just stroll home with a bottle of water in your pocket. So the capabilities you need in the get home bag are very minimal and you're way overbuilding it and you're trying to trudge it. Like, there's a lot of people that, one, never test their gear, so they have no idea how or if it works. They never carry their gear. You know, I've gone on lots of hikes and overnights with my bug out bags and get home bags, and one, you know, get used to the weight, not the waste. There is waste and you'll find it. Get used to the weight and test the equipment, because you don't know if it's going to work, how it's going to work. You don't know these things unless you test it. So they're absolutely overbuilt. It should be built to get you home and not to get you to Toledo if you don't live in Toledo. And you know, there's a lot to be learned from like the ultralight hikers. Like, if you're going to be going, like most people when they go hiking, if you go hiking at all, we're talking like 1 to 2 hours. And we've established that in a get home situation, it could be like 2 to 4, possibly 8 hours. Like, you don't want to be carrying lots of useless extra weight when you're hiking like that. You do not want to do it. When we went to Disney with my family and Catch Show Mike's family, and we found out that they have backpacks that are cooler backpacks. So I was carrying like lunch and snacks and stuff for the whole day, so we didn't spend all of our money on like Disney food. And you know, lots of water, lots of extra sodas and food for the day, sandwiches and stuff, right? That sucker, like, we're talking like an easy 8 hour days or so. It really like took a toll on my back after a while. And then you factor in like carrying a backpack heavy as that, you know, probably 40, 50 pounds, maybe somewhere in that range. And then my daughter, who's 3, you know, all the time, like, pick me up. And then, so you're carrying like 40 pounds on the front and 40 pounds in the back. And talk about training. So there's that. You do not want to have, you know, I will probably never get into like the ultralight hiking, where I'm counting like ounces and grams. But if you can shave some weight, by all means, shave some weight. Just get home bags. And so this is it. There's a quote, you know, some of you will agree, some of you will be like, whatever, James. I'm a big fan, and I grew up in the right time period. I'm a big fan of the Harry Potter books. Not so much the movies. But the books. And there's a quote in it from Harry's friend Ron's dad, about wizards getting together. And if you change the wording, this completely fits with us. And the quote went something like, "There's a tendency when we get together to show off." That's survivalist. That's absolutely survivalist. You get on any of the forums or the threads and stuff, and you start looking at it, and you see the bug out bag posts, and you see like the pantry posts. Like, there is absolutely a tendency when we get together or to share things with one another to show off. It's not even a bad thing, but you need to check it. Like, do you need all that extra stuff? Like, do you need like 5 days worth of food in your get home bag? No. Do you need a 6-man tent for yourself to walk home? No. You know, you need to think about it. Like, you're the reason it's being built for, and you need to be able to handle that and not like a more. Like, yes, two is one is none. You need to have some of that in there. But, I mean, in a lot of cases, you're walking down the street, guys. You don't really need that much. So let's get to the last topic, and that's what should go in a bug out, in a get home bag. I keep messing it up. What should go in a get home bag? The things you need to get home. This has been James from Starpunk DIY to Survive. Now, you know, like, we've established water should go in there. And for the most part, I tend to think like a get home bag needs to revolve around hydration and the things you need to get home. Like, it doesn't need to be a whole lot complicated. Like, you need hydration. You probably couldn't go bad with some snacks in there. You know, really, like, besides that, like, you could have things like a tiny first aid kit. Probably not bad for yourself and others. Especially make sure you have, like, blister stuff in there. I probably wouldn't fault you for having in a better pair of socks in there. I mean, the footwear, so if you work at a job where you don't necessarily wear the best footwear for a long walk, keeping a pair of hiking boots in your car with a pair of socks, that's a good idea. You know, like, my good business shoes are Primal Professionals, which are now called Carrots. Carrot? I don't know. Same design, same stuff, just different name. They are absolutely comfortable to walk in. Most business shoes, and I used to have to wear business shoes on a fairly regular basis, they are not comfortable. I do not want to be walking like 4 hours in business shoes. That case, like, part of your get home bag philosophy needs to be a pair of walking shoes, hiking boots, something to get you home. You know, maybe you definitely keep your maps and your routes in your get home bag. Or at least in your vehicle with your get home bag. Like, if you have a bug out binder in your car to be able to get home with, great idea. But maybe also have like backup maps in there, you know. And besides that, it gets to like your extra, it gets to what you want. But, you know, if you have like fire making systems and you have like a shelter system in your get home bag, that's all, like, especially if you will need those things. So what goes in your get home bag needs to be what you need to get home. And not a ton of frills besides that. You know, having a backup power bank in there, fantastic idea. You know, I can't fault you. And there's ways you can keep it in your car and keep it topped off. I used to still do somewhere, maybe. I had a power bank that just ran on batteries, which both seems like a great and a bad idea, i.e. if you could just throw in new batteries in it and it's good to go. It's a way to convert those batteries to, say, phone juice, which is great in emergency situations. Having that, like, just bam, pack of power where you don't have to worry about keeping it charged, because charging and depleting is kind of a, like, If you just throw a battery bank in your get home bag and let it sit in your car for 4 months, it may or may not have any charge at all, or may not even be operational, without that like usage. So, and if you're using it, then it won't be topped up and ready to go. So, maybe just keeping it in your car and having an extra charger cord go to it so that every time you're driving, you're charging up your power bank. That's a pretty good idea. Which I like. And maybe if you get real fancy, you can run like an auxiliary port into your trunk and have it topped up while in your trunk so it doesn't take up a port for anything else. That's pretty neat. So basically, I'm telling you to assess what you need to get home with and build it to meet those capabilities without showing off, without going crazy. If you get to the point where like your get home bag is 40 pounds and you're a 30 minute walk from home, you need to step back. You probably don't need any of that. if your get home bag gets to be like 40 pounds, but you're like, so I've seen shows or stuff where people are like ultra commuting and, driving multiple hours, or, maybe part of your trip, to and from work takes you through some pretty sketchy areas. Maybe you build your capabilities a bit differently. But at the end of the day, your get home bag needs to be built specifically to get you home. And that's it. Just, you need to focus on that, not to get you to the crazy places. So that's my thoughts on that. And with that, this has been James from StarWallPunk.com. DIY to survive, you guys.